Those in favor will say aye.
Aye. Aye.
The vote was unanimous to subpoena or legally compel former U.S. President Donald Trump to testify before Congress about his failed attempt to overturn the 2020 election.
They're getting into the Capitol tonight.
And his alleged role in inciting a riot at the U.S. Capitol in the name of remaining in power.
We are obligated to seek answers directly from the man who set this all in motion.
This is a question about accountability to the American people. He must be accountable. He is required to answer for his actions.
Trump has called the investigation a partisan hoax and is expected to appeal the subpoena, the beginning of a long legal battle. In response to Thursday's vote, Trump ridiculed the committee, calling it a bust, and again falsely alleging massive voter fraud in the 2020 election.
The vote to subpoena Trump was the surprise ending to a string of public hearings held by a Democrat-led committee that has been trying to hold Trump accountable for his role in the January 6th attack. Committee members say Trump was at the center of a premeditated plan to cling to power, which directly led to the violence on Capitol Hill.
We need an area for the House members.
Dramatic new video released Thursday showed lawmakers evacuating as rioters breached the Capitol.
We have got to finish the proceedings or else it would have been a complete victory.
As the mob called for her demise, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other congressional leaders tried to coordinate a security response.
It's just horrendous, and all at the instigation of the President of the United States.
While Trump watched and did nothing, according to witnesses.
Why don't you get the president to tell them to leave the Capitol, Mr. Attorney General, in your law enforcement responsibility?
The violence led to several deaths. Nearly 1,000 rioters have been charged and dozens sentenced to prison time. Trump has not been charged. The congressional panel must decide whether to make a criminal referral against him, and it's working under a deadline. Americans will decide next month which party controls Congress. If Republicans take back the House, they'll likely shut down the Trump investigation immediately.
The committee stands adjourned.
Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.